Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents Partisan Theatrics, or Will Our Apple Fall Far From the Bush? I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guests are two people active in the arts community, Michael Carey, who's the producer for the show, and April Smallwood, a director and also a writer for the Playwrights Project and for this particular production. Michael, you signed on as producer for this. Tell us a little bit about how it's been so far working on the show.
Well, it's been fantastic, and it's far exceeded any expectations I had about what we were going to be able to achieve. We had this idea last spring as something to fit in this particular slot because we figured this election was going to be a lot more interest than the previous elections. And I said I would love to do a show, and we were able to find really fantastic local writers and writers from all over the country. We found great directors, April, Aaron Sullivan, and Holly Holbrook, and miraculously, we've got like a near-perfect cast, so I'm delighted.
No kidding. April, Michael mentioned that you're one of the directors that he was very pleased to be able to work with, and I know you've also written some of the show. Is it a series of scenes, or is there an overall theme? What's going on here?
Well, the theme is definitely political, and some of it takes a bit of a serious side to it. Others, you know, plays take more of a comedic route. We have plays that range from about 2 to maybe 7 minutes. So some of them are pretty much over before they even begin type thing. But it's really fun. It's kind of the same style as The Blizzard in a way, only a bit longer.
One of the things that the Bloomington Playwrights Project excels at, I think, is the short play format with both their playoff series, which usually gives you 10-12 minute shows, mm-hmm. and Blizzard, where they, in fact, can run 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 is pretty long for a Blizzard show.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Michael, as you've been producer, you talked about bringing in three directors and coming up with a cast that you're particularly pleased with for Partisan Theatrics. Are there particular themes that you've seen kind of coming to the fore as you've worked with this particular show?
Yeah. Something even when I was selecting the plays that I didn't really realize is that there's just a lot of darkness even in the comedic pieces. I mean, there's some pieces in this that are just totally loopy and silly, but there's just this certain level of concern running through a lot of these pieces, and I think that speaks to the times we're in. And it's not that most of the pieces are very serious themselves. It's just that there's some darkness going on. But mm-hmm. I'm sort of happy about that because this is a dark alley showcase. We're showing it at 10 o'clock. It's supposed to be sort of dark and seedy.
Yeah, dark comedy.
Uh-huh. But it is.
Type of way.
It's,
yeah.
It's dark.
Now, do you feel that Tina Fey and Steve Colbert and Jon Stewart are working shoulder to shoulder with you on this project?
I would say so. I mean, yeah, there's definitely some inspiration from them. Yeah, I would say that.
Uh-huh.
I would say, though, that their format, you know, television format, is what it is, and we're doing a very theatrical production. We have a pretty visceral show, and there's going to be things that really they can't do that we're doing. We have song and dance. I think we have some surprises, some tricks up our sleeve that I think are going to catch people off guard.
We've been talking with producer Michael Carey, writer and director April Smallwood, for the Bloomington Playwrights Productions Partisan Theatrics, or Will Our Apple Fall Far From the Bush? It's on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock. It's a late-night show at the Playwrights Project. They're on 9th Street between Walnut and College. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.